This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Ohio State Legislature is holding hearings today on a new budget. The state's Republican Governor John Kasich is proposing tax cuts, but he wants to levy a sales tax on a big list of services for the first time. Nick Castell of WCPN in Cleveland reports now for the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk.
Here's a partial list of the services that could get hit with a 5% sales tax. Coin-operated laundry, dating services, investment counseling, online downloads, movie tickets, funeral services, and haircuts. Demetrius Williams runs Ambitions Barbershop in Cleveland. He's no fan of this idea. He says some of his customers complain they're already paying too much for their kids' haircuts.
You know, they say, hey, how much is a haircut? And you tell them 10, and it's like, whoa, $10 for a child? He doesn't have $10 worth of hair.
Most policy experts support the idea of taxing services. Zach Schiller at liberal think tank Policy Matters Ohio says if you want to keep state government running, you've got to do it. But he has a big problem with the governor's plan to cut income taxes by 20%. He says that unfairly favors the wealthy.
People in the top 1% will receive, on average, more than $10,000 a year in a tax cut. People in the bottom fifth will on average pay $63.
Schiller says Ohio should tax the wealthy more, not less. He says state funds have been cut back in the past few years for local government and social services. He says right now what low-income people really need is tax relief.
If we go ahead and we start taxing movie tickets and haircuts and so on, that low-income people who can least afford it, we should take other steps to protect them.
State Tax Commissioner Joe Testa says many of the services that would be newly taxed are professional services used by wealthier people.
We're talking about hiring lawyers and accountants and engineers and architects and marketers.
Testa says Ohio has been moving down this road for decades.
Two-thirds of all consumption is services as opposed to goods, whereas back when sales tax was started back in the 30s, it was almost the opposite.
Hawaii and New Mexico already tax more than 100 services. Several states, including Louisiana and Minnesota, have floated their own service tax ideas. Experts say this shift has been a long time coming. In Cleveland, I'm Nick Castell for Marketplace.